Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest is Carol Dewey, a real estate broker in Queechy, Vermont. And we were talking about the change in Queechy from a mill town farming area to a resort. John Davidson had the vision, started buying these different lots and putting it together into an over 5,000 acre resort year round with ski hill and tennis and golf and lake, etc. How did you meet John and how did you find or how did you feel he was able to achieve that vision that he had knowing him?
I met him actually probably through my father, I guess, in sort of a roundabout way. We were married in 1971, I think. Prior to that, I was living in Florida for a while.
And at that time, you mentioned you were sort of trying to escape Queechy.
I couldn't believe, nor could I understand, why anybody in their right mind would want to be in Queechy. I mean, it just, I spent most of my life trying to get out of Queechy, having grown up here. When I heard there was going to be polo, I thought, well, that's very interesting. And so I had to come back and see what was going on. And that's when I met John.
How did you meet him? You were at a dance and he asked you out, or where did you meet him?
My father, bless his heart, walked into the sales office in 1971, I think, and stood in the middle of the office and yelled, "My daughter's coming up for the summer. Can't somebody please take her out?" So that's how I met John.
John became a volunteer.
Yeah, he was a volunteer.
No, but the great story, I think you were mentioning to me, is that he saw you from afar and looked at you. Did he know then that you were the Carol Dewey that he was supposed to take out? I don't think he knew.
I don't think he did.
I know.
Yeah.
And he said to his friend, what did he say to his friend?
"I'm going to marry that girl."
And when Carol tells me the story, I said, man, a lot of coincidences with John Davidson in terms of where we studied. But this additional coincidence is incredible, because that's the way I met my wife, Pinky. I was at a party and she came down some steps and I said, I got to meet this girl. And and from then on, it was little by little as the person I married. What was the challenge that he had? What were John's attributes fulfilled the vision of putting it all together? He then sold and like in 74 or so. So it was like from a 68 to about 74 that he was involved in putting this thing together. What were his attributes and that in the terms of successful, and then what were the things that was needed and why, you know, he left this to someone else, you know, once it was being administered?
Well, his strong point was envisioning what Queechy could become, what in fact did become. His detractions were that he was very much a type A personality and had a hair trigger temper and was not very good at managing people. However, he did make a big effort to hire local people, and some of the slots that he couldn't fill with local people, he brought his friends up. For instance, Phidias Dantos, who owned the Hotel Coolidge in White River Junction for a while, came up with John, and Phidias had a small plane, and John and Phidias would spend hours flying over Queechy and envisioning what could happen down below. And they also took bankers out to show them what Queechy was going to look like. That way, he was an excellent, excellent visionary.
And of course, one of the things as reading about him, he had this vision that the houses would be within the woods. They would not be visible one to each other, and that he was just incredibly fixed on making sure that that happened. There's some stories about him seeing some reflections from the sun and finding out who it was and talking that person into, you know, please paint that the metal shining thing that you put in there. He was always making sure that that vision of something that would be very, very in the woods kind of development was fulfilled.
He even went so far as to build a frame with plastic sheeting or something as the part of the frame, and he would have workers walk through the woods, and wherever John couldn't see it is where he would have a house site or a condominium site. And he just was determined that you would not drive down Main Street and feel like there were condominium villages hovering over you from every ridge, and that you the houses all had to blend in to the into their background. The roof colors had to be non-reflective. Early on, he started a condo village called Snow Village, which then became the first condominium village ever of single-family homes in condominium ownership. So he just started that.
So it's pretty steadfast. Of course, I'm reading his story. I mean, he not only went to Phillips Andover Academy, but he grew up in Andover, and apparently there. And apparently the first involvement in real estate was rehabilitation or redevelopment that was going to take place in the town of Andover. And he went berserk with the idea that that was put forth as changing Andover, and he fought that whole movement, redevelopment project, I think it was, and that's where he got that's into where he real started, estate yeah. And all. The concept as it stands today, I think we'll take a break, but I want you to discuss, you know, where you see the concept that grew up with John, and then you married, and how you got involved then as a real estate broker, and where you see it, Queechee Glen. But let's take a break, and we'll be right back.